Will the House come to order? Will the members please indicate their presence by voting? Has any member failed to vote? Would the clerk take the roll?
29 members present.
We have a quorum present to conduct business. Mr. Majority Leader?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The only member who is excused from the call of the House presently is Representative Wallace. Representative Boucher is excused, but I understand he is in the building. Following members are excused till playing time. Representative Davis, Representative Frank, Representative Gall, Representative Navar, Representative Rieger, and that's it.
Okay. Our chaplain today is Mr. Joel Orlov of the Juneau Jewish Community. Would the members please rise for the invocation?
Thank you. Welcome back. I know you have a lot of work, so we'll make the prayer meditation short, but I think it's a powerful one. Please grant us the serenity to accept the things we cannot change, courage to change the things we can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Amen.
Representative Larson, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Representative Ulmer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread upon the journal.
Are there any objections? Hearing no objections, so ordered. Would the clerk at this time, Mr. Majority Leader?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent. We go back up the calendar to excused absences.
Are there any objections? Proceed.
I apologize. I see that two of our members are ill today, and I move and ask unanimous consent that they be excused from the call of the House, Representative Navar and Representative Herman.
Okay. Any objections? Being that Representative Herman and Representative Navar are ill, they're excused from the call of the House. Would the clerk at this time please certify the journal for the 81st, 82nd, 83rd, and the 84th, and the 85th legislative day?
As Chief Clerk, I certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 81st, 82nd, 83rd, 84th, and 85th days.
Mr. Majority Leader?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the House journals for the 81st, 82nd, 83rd, 84th, and 85th legislative days as certified be approved.
Are there any objection as to the correctness of the journals before you? Hearing no objections, the journals stand approved. Do we have any guests for introduction today? Messages from the Governor.
Dear Representative Grusendorf, in accordance with AS 38580 and Article 3, Section 25 and 26 of the Alaska Constitution, I submit the following for legislative confirmation of appointment to the positions noted. The Athletic Commissioner.
State Affairs Committee.
The State Medical Board.
Health, Education, and Social Services.
Alaska Public Offices Commission.
State Affairs.
University of Alaska Board of Regents.
Health, Education, and Social Services.
Dear Representative Grusendorf, I've signed the following and I'm transmitting the engrossed and enrolled copies to the Lieutenant Governor's Office for permanent filing. House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Joint Resolution 55 rules relating to establishing a United States Navy home port in Alaska. Legislative Resolve Number 61. Senate Joint Resolution 58 relating to Cordova, Alaska as the home port of the United States Coast Guard cutter Sweetbriar. Legislative Resolve Number 62. Conference Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 410 relating to the operation of state hatcheries and providing for an effective date, Chapter Number 14, SLA 1988. Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 490, State Affairs, establishing the Alaska Sports Fund and providing for an effective date, Chapter Number 15, SLA 1988. Signed sincerely, Steve Cooper, Governor. I have no further messages from the Governor, Mr. Speaker.
Messages from the Senate.
Mr. Speaker, the Senate approved the following citations, and they are transmitted for consideration. In memoriam, Hannah Fukutani Kayana, and honoring Malcolm H. Minor.
Rules for calendaring.
The Senate has passed the following, and they are transmitted for consideration. Senate Concurrent Resolution 49 by Coghill, encouraging mining education and earth science programs within the state.
Health Education and Social Services and the Resources Committee.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill 276 Finance by the Finance Committee. An act relating to brew pub, brewery, and beverage dispensary liquor licenses and to prohibited financial interests in a licensed liquor business and providing for an effective date.
Judiciary and Finance.
Senate Bill 397 by Fanning, Fakes, Coghill, Fahrenkamp, Kelly, Fisher, Curtula, and Abood. An act relating to the obstruction or hindrance of lawful hunting, fishing, or trapping.
Resources, the Judiciary Committee, and also Finance.
Senate Bill 431 amended by Fakes and Zemanski. An act establishing the Alaska Cartographic Center and providing for an effective date.
The Hess Committee, Resources, and the Finance Committee.
I have no further messages from the Senate, Mr. Speaker.
Do we have any other communications that should come before this body?
We've received from the Alaska Bar Association the 1987 annual report, and this is on file in the Speaker's office. I have no further communications, Mr. Speaker.
This brings us down the daily order of business to reports to standing committees.
The Judiciary Committee has considered House Joint Resolution 12, proposing amendments to the Constitution of the State of Alaska relating to the use and expenditure of state money. Recommends it be replaced with the State Affairs Committee substitute with the same title. Reports it back as follows with a fiscal note. Report was signed by Sun Chairman, signing Dupass, Almer, Taylor, and Navarre. Having no recommendations, Sun, Grunberg, and Cotton, signing do not pass, Barnes. House Joint Resolution number 12 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Labor and Commerce Committee has considered House Bill 394, Electric and Telephone Cooperatives. Recommends it be replaced with committee substitute by the Labor and Commerce Committee with the same title. Recommends it do pass and attaches a zero fiscal note. The report was signed by Donnelly, Chairman, signing do pass, Copen and Boucher, Davidson and Menard. Donnelly has no recommendation. House Bill 394 has a further referral to the Judiciary Committee. The Judiciary Committee has considered House Bill 461, increasing the penalties for repeat convictions for the crimes of theft and concealment of merchandise. Recommends it be replaced with committee substitute by the Judiciary Committee with the same title. Recommends it do pass and attaches a fiscal note. Report was signed by Sun Chairman, concurring, Sun, Cotton, Grunberg, Taylor, and Navarre. House Bill 461 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. I have no further standing committee reports, Mr. Speaker.
Reports of special committees?
I have none, Mr. Speaker.
Introduction of citations and resolutions.
Citation honoring Major General John Schaefer by Representatives Adams and Zawacki.
Rules for calendaring.
I have no resolution for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
Introduction, first reading, and reference of House bills.
There are none, Mr. Speaker.
This then brings us down to the daily calendar. Would the clerk please read the first item on that calendar?
House Bill 531 by the Labor and Commerce Committee, an act extending the termination date of the Board of Chiropractic Examiners and providing for an effective date. The Labor and Commerce Committee has considered the bill and recommends it do pass and attaches a zero note with analysis. The report was signed by Donnelly, Chairman, concurring, Ellis, Furness, Menard, Kopanen, and Donnelly. The Hess Committee has considered the bill and recommends it do pass. The report was signed by the co-chairs, Ellis and Kopanen, and concurred in by Ellis, Kopanen, Hanley, Phillips, and Grunberg. The Finance Committee has considered the bill and recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Adams, Chairman, concurring, Adams, Porchot, Larson, Boyer, Rieger, Frank, Wallace, Brown, Swackhammer, Davis, and Gall. I have no amendments on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Having no amendments, Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that House Bill 531 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Are there any objections to the motion to advance? Hearing no objection, will the clerk please read the title of that bill?
House Bill 531 by the Labor and Commerce Committee, an act extending the termination date of the Board of Chiropractic Examiners and providing for an effective date.
Third reading, under debate. Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall House Bill 531 pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? The clerk locked the roll. Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Would the clerk tally the board?
35 yeas, no nays.
House Bill 531 has passed the House. Mr. Majority Leader?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call on final passage be considered the roll call on the effective date clause.
Are there any objection as to the adoption of the effective date clause? Hearing no objection, the effective date clause has been adopted. Would the clerk take up the next item on today's calendar?
House Bill 532 by the Labor and Commerce Committee, an act relating to the regulation of optometrists, extending the termination date of the Board of Examiners in Optometry and providing for an effective date. The Labor and Commerce Committee has considered the bill, recommends it do pass, and attaches a zero note with analysis. The report was signed by Donnelly, Chairman. Signing to pass, Donnelly, Ellis, Furness, Menard, and Kopenen. The HES Committee has considered the bill, recommends it do pass. The report was signed by the co-chairs, Ellis and Kopenen, concurring Ellis, Kopenen, Hanley, Phillips, and Grunberg. The Finance Committee has considered the bill, recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Adams, Chairman, concurring Adams, Borshow, Larson, Swackhammer, Boyer, Rieger, Frank, Wallace, Brown, Davis, and Gall. I have no amendments on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Having no CSs or amendments, Mr. Majority Leader?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that House Bill 532 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, placed on final passage.
Any objection to the motion to advance? Hearing none, would the clerk please give the bill its third reading?
House Bill 532 by the Labor and Commerce Committee, an act relating to the regulation of optometrists, extending the termination date of the Board of Examiners in Optometry and providing for an effective date.
Third reading, under debate. Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall House Bill 532 pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? I guess Representative Navarre is locked out of the roll. Representative Navarre, would you state your vote, yea or nay?
Yea.
Okay. Representative Navarre votes green. Does any other member wish to change his or her vote? Will the clerk take the roll?
What was it? I'm sorry, 36 yeas, no nays.
Okay. House Bill 532 has passed the House. With the House stand at ease. Okay, before the at ease, House Bill 532 had passed the House. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call on final passage be considered the roll call on the effective date clause.
Are there any objections as to the adoption of the effective date clause? Hearing none, the effective date clause has been adopted. The clerk take up the next item on today's calendar.
House Bill 533 by the Labor and Commerce Committee, an act relating to the regulation of public accountancy, extending the termination date of the Board of Public Accountancy and providing for an effective date. The Labor and Commerce Committee has considered the bill, recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 533, Labor and Commerce, recommends it do pass and attaches a zero note with analysis. The report was signed by Donnelly, Chairman, concurring Donnelly, Kopenen, Boucher, and Menard. The Finance Committee has considered the bill, recommends it be replaced with the Labor and Commerce Committee substitute and do pass. Report was signed by Adams, Chairman, concurring Adams, Porcheau, Larson, Boyer, Rieger, Frank, Wallace, Brown, Swackhammer, Davis, and Gall. I have one committee substitute on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Having one committee substitute, Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the House adopt the Labor and Commerce Committee substitute for House Bill 533.
Is there any objection as to the adoption of the Labor and Commerce CS? Hearing no objection, the committee substitute Labor and Commerce has been adopted. Does the clerk have any further amendments?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Having no further amendments, Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the Labor and Commerce Committee substitute for House Bill 533 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Any objection to the motion to advance from second to third reading? Hearing no objection, would the clerk please read the title of that bill?
Committee Substitute for House Bill 533, Labor and Commerce, by the Labor and Commerce Committee. An act relating to the regulation of public accountancy, extending the termination date of the Board of Public Accountancy and providing for an effective date.
Third reading, under debate. Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall committee substitute for House Bill 533, Labor and Commerce, pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Would the clerk lock the roll? Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Would the clerk tally the board?
38 yeas, no nays.
Committee substitute for House Bill 533, Labor and Commerce, has passed the House. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call on final passage for the Labor and Commerce Committee substitute for House Bill 533 be considered the roll call on the effective date clause.
Are there any objection as the adoption of the effective date clause? Hearing no objection, the effective date clause has been adopted. Would the clerk please read the next item on today's calendar?
House Bill 5.
Representative Cotton, would the House stand at ease? Will the House come back to order? Before the at ease, we're still in the daily calendar. Would the clerk please read the next item on that calendar?
House Bill 534 by the Labor and Commerce Committee. An act relating to regulation of dispensing opticians and dispensing optician apprentices, extending the termination date of the Board of Dispensing Opticians and providing for an effective date. The Labor and Commerce Committee has considered the bill, recommends it do pass, and attaches a zero note with analysis. The report was signed by Donnelly, Chairman, concurring Donnelly, Ellis, Furness, Menard, and Kopanen. The Hess Committee has considered the bill, recommends it do pass. The report was signed by the co-chairs Ellis and Kopanen, concurring Ellis, Kopanen, Hanley, Phillips, and Grunberg. The Finance Committee has considered the bill, recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Adams, Chairman, concurring Adams, Porchot, Larson, Swackhammer, Boyer, Rieger, Frank, Wallace, Brown, Davis, and Gall. I have no amendments on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Having no amendments, Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that House Bill 534 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Are there any objections to the motion to advance? Hearing no objection, would the clerk please read the title of that bill for the third time?
House Bill 534 by the Labor and Commerce Committee. An act relating to regulation of dispensing opticians and dispensing optician apprentices, extending the termination date of the Board of Dispensing Opticians and providing for an effective date.
Third reading, under debate. Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall House Bill 534 pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Will the clerk lock the roll? Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Would the clerk tally the board?
38 yeas, no nays.
House Bill 534 has passed the House. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call on final passage of House Bill 534 be considered the roll call on the effective date clause.
Are there any objection as to the adoption of the effective date clause? Hearing no objection, the effective date clause has been adopted. We have some citation on today's calendar, Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We have several citations on the calendar today. We have also one citation that's a special order that I'll take up separately. I move and ask unanimous consent that the House adopt the citations on the calendar today. There are three. First honors Marvin Cochrane, 43rd Open North American Sled Dog Championship winner. Next honors James O. Campbell. Next honors 1988 Iditarod Sled Dog Race and all competitors in the race.
Are there any objection as to the adoption of the citations on today's calendar? Hearing none, the citations have been adopted. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that at this time we take up as a special order of business the citation honoring Malcolm H. Minor.
Are there any objections to special orders? Hearing none, proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent the House adopt the citation.
Any objection to the adoption of the citation? Hearing none, the citation has been adopted. This brings us down to unfinished business. Representative Kopanen.
Thank you. The House Health Committee would like to waive committee substitute for House Bill 537 Hess. This was to the next committee referral with individual recommendation. This was originally a Hess Committee bill dealing with library procurements and has been dealt with adequately in Hess.
Are there any objections to waive House Bill 537? Hearing no objections, that bill has been waived to the next committee of referral. Any further unfinished business? Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We have several requests for excused absence. I move and ask unanimous consent that the following members be excused from the call of the House as indicated. First, Representative Springer from Tuesday, April 5 at 5 p.m. until Thursday, April 7 at the plain time. Next, for Representative Boucher from 7 a.m. Friday, April 8 until plain time Monday, April 11. And finally, for Representative Pierce from Friday, April 15 at 9:30 a.m. until Sunday, April 17 at at plain time.
Are there any objections? Hearing no objections, those members that have been listed off by the Majority Leader are excused from the call of the House. Representative Davis. Would the House stand at ease? Will the House come back to order? Before they at ease, we're under unfinished business. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that reconsideration on the Transportation Committee substitute for Senate Bill 342, which is an act relating to contracting procedures for the sale and delivery of inbound merchandise at the international airports and providing for an effective date, which is under reconsideration today, be held over for one more legislative day until tomorrow.
Are there any objections? Hearing none, that bill will be available for reconsideration on the next legislative day. Representative Furness, unfinished business.
Yes, Mr. Speaker, I'd like to serve notice of reconsideration on my vote on House Bill 534, please.
Notice of reconsideration has been given on said bill. Representative Cotton.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the Resources Committee be allowed to waive Senate Bill 360. It's an act relating to extending the Delta Junction Bison Range, and we passed a similar House bill out of committee earlier, so the Senate bill should be allowed to progress along with that bill.
Are there any objections? Hearing none, that bill has been waived to the next committee of referral. Any further unfinished business? Announcements? Standing committees, special committees, Representative Sund.
Yeah, just an announcement on Judiciary Committee. We're meeting at 6:30 this evening. It's been published. It's on House Bill 540, 339, and 438. And also we'll meet tomorrow afternoon, but we have a meeting tomorrow night at 5 o'clock on Senate Bill 322. It's the workers' compensation. It will be to take some teleconference testimony from a national or international expert who will not be available during the next week. So it'll just be a listen-only teleconference for some expert testimony on workers' compensation.
Any further committee announcements? Representative Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The House Finance Subcommittee on the Department of Commerce is having a meeting this afternoon at 4 o'clock in the House Judiciary Committee Room on state hatchery funding and the FY89 loans budget.
Representative Porchot, you've been seeking the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The House Finance Subcommittee on the Capital Budget will be continuing its meeting of this morning on the APA, Alaska Power Administration. We will be reconvening at 4:45 in House Finance.
Representative Boyer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The House Finance Subcommittee on the Department of Revenue's budget will be holding its closeout meeting tomorrow at 5 o'clock in room 603 of the Court Building to finalize and close that budget out.
Representative Larson.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Speaker. The Legislative Budget and Audit Committee will meet at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. I'd ask all members to be prompt if they would, please.
Any further committee announcements? Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The House members of the Joint Committee on Economic Recovery will not be meeting on Wednesday as published. That meeting will take place on Thursday, April 7 at 8 to 10 a.m. in the Governor's Conference Room on the insurance issues we've talked about. Also on Friday, the subject of the meeting in Anchorage will be the long-term suggestions for stable economy, as well as public recommendations on committee actions and public hearing. And then on Monday next, the 11th at 8 to 10 a.m. in the House Finance Committee room, there'll be a continuation of testimony and discussion of the insurance issues.
Any further committee announcements? General announcements? Special orders? Representative Kopanen.
I request the permission of the floor to speak on the forgotten anniversary.
Are there any objections? Hearing none, proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I wish to call the attention of the House to the anniversary that we overlooked last Wednesday, March 30th. That was the date when the purchase of Alaska was finalized for $7,200,000. I think that we can all reflect on that and also reflect on the fact that there were some things left out, some services, some governmental services, some roads, some other things that we have been in the process of providing over these many, many years, and that the $7,200,000, which I understand $200,000 was sent to various Senate campaign funds in order to facilitate the passage of the bill through the Senate at that time, that the $7 million that the federal government received was only the down payment, the federal government paid was only the down payment on a continuing obligation to care for this vast territory, which I'd like to remind people, you need no reminding, of course, that we are one-fifth the size of the continental United States and must provide services to this vast region. If we were the size of the state of Rhode Island, think of how much easier our deliberations would be in this body. Thank you.
Any further special orders? Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Move and ask unanimous consent. The body stand adjourned until 10 a.m. tomorrow.